Zoomer Radio and an epic hit from an epic artist, Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, we budget for Christmas gifts. We budget for the Christmas meal, even budget for charitable donations we make at this time of the year. Do you budget for tipping all the service people who help you through the year? That lawn care guy, the letter carrier, your hairstylist or barber. What about garbage collectors and your neighborhood coffee shop? Does everybody get a big fat tip? Does anybody get a tip at all?
Yeah.
Who to tip, how much, and how else can we show appreciation? Our guest is etiquette expert Julie Blake-Homo. Welcome back to the show, Julie.
Good morning, Sam and Jane.
Julie, I had a predicament the other night. Before we get into all of those people in our lives, Myron and I were at kind of a bougie restaurant on Ossington. And when it came time to pay the bill, he was prompted to tip a minimum of 20%. A minimum.
Oh, my.
So when that happens, is it proper etiquette to ask the server that you'd like to tip a little bit less, maybe 18 or 15?
Yeah, let's give some practical advice to our listeners this morning. A lot of Canadians, Torontonians, Ontarians are feeling, quote unquote, intimidated by those terminals. So let's make a pact. We can pay for the bill with our credit card, our debit card, and let's do like in the good old fashioned days, while it's still available, pay the tip with cash. And do the math in your head or take out your phone and use a calculator. There's going to be an extra bonus to that because that server, you're going to say, I'm going to pay the bill with my card and I will tip you with cash. So they will go away like they used to back in the day to let you discreetly give your tip. Plus, your credit card will be happy that you did that too.
Oh, I like that.
That's actually brilliant. Yeah. The thing is, a lot of us aren't carrying cash as much these days. You know, the pandemic had us sort of dropping the cash idea and sticking with credit card and debit. But I'm going to go back to that for sure, for sure. I want to get to the Christmas thing, because how do we tip the people who provide services to us? And how much do we tip? I heard from someone that I should be tipping my hairstylist for the cost of a single cut. In my case, it's $70. Am I tipping him $70 at Christmas time? No.
Yeah, so what you're going to do, you're going to make your list. You're going to be like Santa Claus. You make your list, and then you're going to respect your wallet. We all have a budget for tipping and gifting for the holiday season. Then you're going to reflect back. What do those people mean in your lives? And you're going to allocate based upon the services that they render and the frequency and the longevity. So no, you do not have to give the full amount of a cut or styling at the hair salon, whatever it is. What is most important here is the appreciation that you will display, that you will show off, maybe in a tip, maybe in a gift, but also always foremost with a note, a card.
When I was tipping my esthetician, I saw her a couple of weeks ago, I wrote something nice in a card, and then I doubled my normal tip as my Christmas gift to her. And I thought, that feels like it's generous enough. I hope it was.
It's perfectly appropriate, and I would say, as an etiquette expert, that's the way to go. Double up what it is. Double up what it is. Okay. You also, for the other service providers in your life, you want to check in. For example, at the daycare for your children, they cannot accept tip. They cannot accept cash. Neither can your parents' home where they are, like where for the elderly care. So you want to think about that, and you also want to be strategic. It could be a group gift in both cases.
Okay, but I mean, if money is an option in the tipping, I feel like service people want money. I mean, if I'm providing them with a box of chocolates and like a gift card to Shoppers, it's, I don't know. I feel like it's not cutting it.
I like the gift card to Shoppers. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you always give them a tip, right? If you're always giving them cash, if you're always giving them tip, that's the way to go. But you could certainly supplement it with that box of chocolates to recognize the holiday season,
right,
or something else. So yes, definitely that's how it goes. But if you have someone like a live-in nanny or something like that, that you're not necessarily giving cash all the time to that person, you want to think about that. Do you want to increase, give a supplement, and then give something? And when you have a nanny or someone that is involved in your children's lives, you want to involve your children. They know them well, very well. So what are their favorite colors? What would they like? And this is when you want to take that opportunity to teach them about thanking and writing that card.
Yes, nice. I love that. I think that's really important. I think a personalized card with a thank you inside is lovely, and it's that little extra something. Thank you so much, Julie. Appreciate it.
Take care and happy holidays.
Etiquette expert Julie Blake-Homo. Merry Christmas. For more etiquette tips for the holidays or any time of the year, go to etiquettejulie.com. And let's check the Morning Drive one last time.